Shin Samachalev Siv Beis. Chotze Shenifritz of Imloyoy of the Yoysim Esel Shuzarabim. A courtyard that the wall fell down more than 10 amas wide, or completely, which is both of them considered. There's no wall between it and Rishus Rabin. Welcome, Mechitza. Need don't consider Rishus Rabin Shu Karmelis. The place where the Mechitza used to be is considered a Karmelis. Shuhu Achotze. There's another under Girsa. Kamoishu Achotze. Means that just like the Chotze itself is a Karmelis, so too that area is also Karmelis. The Nifaz of Karim Zavis, if the breach was in a corner, even if it's less than 10 amas. The rule is that stam, a breach, is considered a Pesach, and Memela is still considered closed. One of two ways it's no good. Either if it's more than Esra Amas, or if it's in a corner. Chayin bayi shenifritz b'keren zavis, afilu pavos mesa, nifritz gam akivui. By a house, in order to say that the fact that the corner was nifritz is considered that you're lacking walls, is if the walls fell down in the corner, but you also have to have the ceiling or the roof fell down, because if the roof is intact, then the roof itself creates a mechitza. So the roof fell down, ad shenisha balachzei, it ended up at an angle. Then it's also, how it appears to the shein of a keren zavis, a regular breach in a wall, which is not in a corner. I mean, but the ticker of a yoy b'seisim. The fact that you have a roof on top seals it off. I feel the yoy b'seisim. So even if you have a breach more than 10 amas, but if there's a roof on top, the roof is considered a type of mechitza going down. This was a whole discussion in New York that elevated trains, so the elevated train tracks, is that considered like a tikra that could create a mechitza underneath it? The edge of the roof cannot be at an angle, because when it is an angle, we don't see this concept of the pitikra making a mechitza, because then it's like a peh, you don't have a clear cut ending. Ramah continues, in order to say that the pitikra, that the roof goes down, it has to be at least 4 tfachim wide. Ramah pitikra yoy v'seisim, afil b'shtem mechitzas. In other words, if you have two mechitzas that are adjacent to one another, not parallel to one another, then we say pitikra on those two mechitzas. But if you're missing a mechitza, one is opposite the other one, the parallel mechitzas, then since the reshus has a breach going through and through, we don't say pitikra.